Bonjour, comment vous?
That is Creole part of it, for those are the words of good morning and how are you. And the Lord really flooded my brain with, actually, I spoke at this time. I was really surprised. People actually asked me questions that were on the team. So thank you, Lord, for that. I'm going to keep improving on that because it really is home going to Haiti. And I know when Andy and I left, one of the scriptures that we had read and then came often throughout the week was, so the Lord says, shine your light, that others will see your good deeds and praise God the Father. And that really seemed to be the theme that went through the whole week. This picture is a picture of two teams coming together. We didn't know 9 people were coming from Oregon. There were 5 of us from Connecticut. And this is the first time Pastor LaFleur ever put 2 teams together. And it was really amazing how God just meshed us all with all the different gifts and talents for the week. We had a lot of adventures from day one. It monsooned every day, and just getting there took 4.5 hours with 14 people crunched into a van with no AC and bumper to bumper for 2.5 hours on dirt, dusty roads with then monsoons and then a flat tire on the edge of the cliff. So we had a lot of adventures just getting there, and we really thank you for your prayers because we could feel it. We were protected all the way there and throughout the week, and it was wonderful. This first picture is the Crusades. Pastor LaFleur has now planted a new church about 1/2 hour away from where we normally serve. We did a lot of work there, and Andy's going to give you a little bit of that. And it was amazing to see that this little square box that's about 5,000 degrees inside is their new church. And I'll talk about it a little bit later with the VBS. We taught VBS 2 days, and it was just wonderful. So I'll let Andy step in.
Well, like usual, and we were more blessed than I think what we brought to the people, but that seems to happen on these mission trips that we come away with more than we give out. Like Carol said, our main emphasis of our group was to do a 2-day VBS at this new church, which he's planning in a different community. And the day before it was to open, we went to do some work. We were actually leveling the ground so that they could use it to put the benches out, and then we were painting some of the benches they had. And somebody on our team kind of got all upset, and they said, oh, the fella just put gas in the paint. And Pastor LaFleur said, oh, no, that's quite okay. Don't worry about that. Everything we do in Haiti, we do to stretch out and to make the most of what we have. So keep that thought in your mind, because there we show up the next day, and we pull up in the truck, and we look down this dirt road, which had our new benches sitting in the road because there's not enough room even in this church. And we show up for the VBS, and there are sitting about 120 kids on the new benches waiting for VBS to start. So the team from Portland actually brought some new speakers and things like that, and it's incredible what you can out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you set up this, you hook it up to a generator, and all of a sudden you got a sound system like this, and you're sitting there. So the first day of VBS, you know, we're singing, the kids are singing and everything, and there's this one little girl, I don't think she's, what, 2 years? I don't even think she was 2 years old, but there she is singing, and it just brought tears to my eyes, because here she is praising 2 years old, dancing and stuff. So anyway, usually when we go, we end up sponsoring another kid down there. And I said to Carol before we left on this one, I said, you know, I think we're just about at our limit for the kids we're going to sponsor down there. So I'm sitting there, and the Lord really, I always say the Lord doesn't talk to me, but he nudges me often. So as I'm sitting watching this and everything else, the Lord kind of nudged me, and he said, you know, you've got to be stretched like the paint they spread. And I go, okay, Lord, so what's this mean? So anyway, that night I said to Carol, you know, pray about this, but I think I was being nudged by the Lord today that we should support this new church that they're planning in this community. So we told Pastor LaFleur we would be helping with that. So, you know, just like the paint was spread, I think the Lord, for all of us, nudges us sometimes to stretch ourselves and to, you know, you may not feel comfortable with it, but you can do a lot of good, like he says in Matthew, for whatever you did for the least of these, your brothers, you've done for me. So, you know, keep that in your prayers.
So anyway, so the VBS was amazing. He said there'd be maybe 50, 100 to the first day. The second day, 300 people were waiting for us as we showed up. And we were so moved. I was in tears for like 2 days straight. The kids just, I know, the first service is next Sunday. And how God used the things, and there's so many stories. If you want to hear more, we will definitely tell you how God just used us to humble us and to see the need of these kids. I mean, the kids, not one broke the three little crayons we gave. Not one of them, when they were using the benches to color with, colored one little bit on the bench. I mean, stuff that in America, you know, we break, blah, 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 blah. Everything is so precious to them. And these kids would like say, please help me paper clip those back to my paper so I can take them home. I mean, it just touches their heart. But anyway, so these are pictures of the VBS. And then the last three pictures we have are our three sponsored children that we have there. And God has really laid it on my heart how the children of the world, there's so many suffering, and it takes so little to help them. Our little boy, the first picture that we had there, he's 12 years old, and he's this high. And finally, he's going to have food every day. And so the pastor said, now that you have food, and we'll take care of you if you get sick, all you do is you work at school, because he's brilliant. And Pastor LaFleur actually sponsored him until Andy and I took over, because he was so brilliant, he couldn't leave him on the streets. So it's just amazing what God does. And so I guess, as I was reading my devotionals this morning, both Lutheran and Presbyterian, because I'm a past Lutheran, I said, Lord, what is your message today? And in the Lutheran one, it was, where is God calling you to be generous with your heart, with your money? And then the prayer was, Lord, open my heart and my mind so I see where I'm to be generous. And then the Presbyterian was, who are you defending? Who do you stand by? And by just reaching out to children or wherever God calls you to stretch you, you're really standing beside people to defend them and to help them and to show Jesus love and light. So we just thank you for your prayers. I love Haiti. I wouldn't come home if it wasn't for my two little cuties that are here. And I just thank and praise God that he allows us to do it, because it's really drawn even our marriage closer because of this service. So thank you.